This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
Welcome to Australia's Next Top Best Friend!
I feel refreshed from this.
It was like getting a chemical peel.
Because we've just been like out of our schedules, obviously, with quarantine, and like we both were putting off taking notes and recording and like getting back in the headspace, and it was actually really nice to like get back on somewhat of a schedule.
Yeah. And just do it.
Yeah. And like return to normalcy, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Return to normalcy.
Dorm life.
I just watched all of it.
I have so many shows on my watch list now.
Same. I was going through mine. I was like, it's shameful. I should probably like get through this. But
well, instead of choosing any of them to watch, I just started watching Real Housewives of New York from the beginning. So, and I don't regret it. That's where I'm at.
I mean, Jack basically did the same thing, but with Beverly Hills. But because his roommate hasn't seen Beverly Hills, and I was like, I don't know if I would do that to anyone at this point of Beverly Hills. I'd be like, getting their hopes up just for everything to go to shit.
Yeah, and it's also a dark few early seasons, and I don't know who's in the right
I couldn't watch Kim Richards in this headspace right now.
But could I watch Luann dress as an American Indian for Halloween? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to see it. So anyway, hi, welcome. I'm Amanda Mitchell, and joining me today, all the way from her childhood home in Michigan, it's Hillary laying in bed Sussman.
Yes, I've actually been laying in bed a little too much, where I've started to set a boundary with myself that I can't, because I would just lay in bed and have that be my kitchen, dining room, family room, everything. Mm-hmm. But now setting a boundary where I don't go in my room until like 8 p.m.
I basically told my mom, I was like, when I come home, I was like, I need you to like make me do things. Like, I was like, I need you to like make sure I'm not just laying in different parts of the house all day, because I will.
Well, like, the good thing about you coming back to the suburbs is there's yard work to be done, cars to be washed.
I won't do that.
You know?
I've never done either of those things.
Chalk to be drawn with.
I will definitely cook. I can do that cooking part. I can contribute that.
I've been doing so much baking, and I'm definitely going to gain the COVID-19.
I know. I think I am too. I've been doing a lot of baking. I've made bread. I made focaccia like 3 times already.
That sounds so good. I make these candied cinnamon sugar nuts, and they're so fucking good. Think like cider mill nuts.
I love the cider mill. Oh my god. Anyway, so guys, welcome to the first episode of Australia's Next Top Best Friend.
Crazy.
This is insane.
Yes.
I've talked about this for a long time. I never thought it was actually going to happen.
Me neither. And I had been putting it off and putting it off. And then I was just really excited while I was watching to recap it.
Because
I've never seen it. So it's all like a mystery to me. Even though you've told me multiple times who wins, I've already forgotten. So
no worry.
I'm interested.
It's also only 8 episodes, the first season.
Yeah, I love that there's only 10 contestants and there's no semifinals. So we just, like, get right into it.
Right into it. We don't have to deal with audition week. We don't see any of that. Like, I mean, it feels completely different than
Erica Haina is, like, not trying to hide the fact that she's a bitch.
I love her so much. She's such a good host in just, like, the hosting format, like the way she delivers lines. But also when she interacts with the girls, I'm just like, you ain't taking no one shit, no. Erica Haynes.
She, like, talks to one of the girls. I forget. It was during one of the judgings, and the girls in the middle of a sentence, she just goes, okay, thank you, bye. And it seems like she hates her, and then she walks out, and Erica's like, I love her. And I'm like, I can't, what are you?
She's just a wonderful bitch. Like,
so hard to read.
So they don't have the same host. She leaves, I think, after season 3, maybe?
Who comes in? Do we know?
Joni Mears, who was like, effectively, imagine if like, imagine if Tyra left and like Carmen Electra.
Okay, is it akin to the Rita Ora takeover?
No, I mean like a model on the caliber of Carmen Electra. Like Joni Mears was like a swimsuit model, like not a high-end girl, and like she was short and never really had a modeling career, so she was like a weird choice for this show.
Okay. Well, I mean, and, like, Rita Ora,
and then she, I mean, yeah,
was Rita also Ora was a never, strange choice.
I am not disagreeing with that. But, and then, so Joni Mears is there for, I think, 2 or 3 seasons. And then, but basically, she's only there for 2 seasons because they did a live finale. So they moved to live finales and, like, a live voting.
I hate a live finale.
I know. Hold on. I have to look it up. And then she left. She got fired, effectively, because she got so nervous after the second finale, she didn't show up.
God damn.
And then it
that
moves
is
to...
actually amazing. I am kind of in love with that.
And then Sarah Murdoch comes in, and she comes in because it's owned by Fox 8, and Sarah Murdoch, his last name is Murdoch. And then she's there, and then she's the one who infamously said the wrong name in the live finale.
Yes.
We're gonna watch that season. We have to.
Well, duh.
And then Jennifer Hawkins, who we saw in these 2 episodes, Miss Universe.
Yes.
Comes in, and she's the host for the last 2, I believe.
Oh, what a callback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like full circle. Because she had like a legit modeling career, because she's one of those women who's like, oh, yes. You are beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yes, you are.
Should we, dare we, dip our toes in?
I guess we're doing it. Okay, what's the title of episode 1, my dear?
The Girl Who Makes a Poor Mark.
Air date, January 11th, 2005.
Fucking five. I know we're in another country on the other side of the world, but it screams 2005.
The fashion. The flare fashion.
Jeans. Flats, pointed
the
flats.
Tiniest bit of midriff and not the good part.
Yeah, low riders with like your low little riders. Belly fat hanging out.
Yikes.
The episode opens with Erica Haynatz giving her spiel. They went on a nationwide tour all over Australia, and she goes like, we've got 10 girls and blah, 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 but they're tall, they're short, they're diverse. And it cuts to a Tong, the only, like the darkest
the
girl
old,
there.
The darkest girl there. And it's like.
And I was like, you did not just cut to like the only full black person there when you said diverse. There's like, gotta be another. And then I'm like, okay.
No.
Okay. You did. Okay. You did do that. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So that's the choice you made here. Okay. Cool.
Some of them have never even caught a plane before. I'm sorry. I'm going to like kind of slip into Cockney, and you guys are actually going to accept me for that and not make me feel like shit for fucking up my Australian accent.
I feel like our Australian accents are going to be incredible by the end.
By
of
the
this.
End.
I'm sorry. They're going to be impeccable. No one's going to. We're going to be able to move to Australia. I would never.
Yeah. Call me Simon Van Kempen. I'm going to be Australian.
You would wear red leather pants. You would try to pull it off.
In a heartbeat. But I would be trying to be Buffy.
You would, yeah, but you would kill it in, like, a really specific way.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
yeah, especially if you're trying to be Buffy.
What a good
You'd wear it with, like, a weird pair of, like, boots.
Like, when this is over, we gotta get some, like, weird-ass fucking outfits from Goodwill and go out to a club together and just dress like drag queens.
Dressing up every single day when I am allowed back in
full
public.
Full glam, absolutely.
Full glam, full beat, like, eyelashes, like, everyone's
nails.
Gonna see my best self. Nails. Oh, I am gonna look so hot for whoever gets to witness me.
Correct.
You're lucky.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
So then we find out that there are 10 girls, 8 weeks, and
mm-hmm. It's going to be a crash course in top modeling.
And then we get our new theme song, which I already added to the recording.
I feel the change. It's so good. Get into the moment.
Give it to the moment.
Feel the change.
My opportunity. It's such a bop. I texted Amanda and was like, I'm changing the theme song.
And when you texted me that, I was like, I never thought of that. But she's so fucking right. Because as soon as I thought, I was like, oh yeah, she has to. Yes. It's so good. You had no choice.
So Erica pulls up on like a fancy boat, sipping champagne, like legs crossed, just full Tyra. She's giving me a lot of Tyra flashbacks.
Yeah, like early Tyra. Yeah. And she's just like effortless. She's drinking that champagne with no effort. There, that's I got right. it.
We meet Sam from the Gold Coast. And me and Amanda both pulled up maps of Australia just so we could, like, understand the inner workings of Australia's class system.
Yes.
Cause,
or what we kind of can understand yeah, from or, looking like, at a map.
What our American minds are going to assume is the class system.
And if we have any Australian listeners who would love to contribute please. And explain to us,
pay
we
attention.
Would happily have please. You. Please. I would happily love to have anyone explain to me what's happening here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've seen Instant Hotel.
Yes.
I can kind of understand.
Instant Hotel, and then there was this weird, it was like, wanted to be Real Housewives, but it was some dumb Netflix show about women on the Gold Coast. And
okay.
I talked to some Australian girl who works at my best friend's store, and she, like, kind of confirmed what I had surmised, which is that, like, it's like the materialistic, like,
it's like
tan,
yeah,
fake blonde, Florida. Fake boobs, like, kind of OC, I would say.
Yeah, like Orange County-ish. I know Melbourne is where, like, the money is, like, the real rich, fancy people in Melbourne. And then
we're in Sydney, that's where the show takes place.
Yes, Sydney,
New South Wales. Melbourne's
Sydney.
In Victoria.
I hope there's someone from Wagga Wagga on this at some point in our run from the show. I just want to say Wagga Wagga. Australia.
So Sam's from the Gold Coast, Zoe's from the Gold Coast, Atong's from Sydney, Alana's from Sydney. And Simone's from Melbourne, but she's with like the less posh girls. So
yeah.
Interesting.
She's not stick up.
So we'll get to the divide of the girls that comes a little later.
So they arrive to Catalina's in Rose Bay, one of the most prestigious restaurants in Sydney. No, I did not look it up, but they are not there to have lunch now because they're going inside.
For a fashion show. Oh my God, I'm already cocky. A surprise fashion show.
Yes.
And Alex Perry, the king of couture, is there.
Yes, and Alex Perry will be on the show until the very end.
Okay, good. I like I like consistency.
Yeah, Alex Perry is the Michael. If Michael Kors and Andy Cohen had a baby, that's what he serves in Australia.
Okay.
Like he because he was a judge on Project Runway and he was a judge on this, and he also hosts all the Real Housewives reunions.
Okay, so pop culture / fashion.
Yeah, so he just kind of like the go to, and he also heterosexual.
Really?
Married to a woman.
Really?
Australian men.
Okay, yeah. Simon Van Kempen. Example one. So, Zoe, my first impression was that she's really cute. She's also the tallest one there, so she's like the most model-esque.
Yes.
The girls have a runway show in 20 minutes, so they're all just stripping backstage. Naomi's kind of like that lovable nerd. She was giving me I started comparing everyone to past America's Next Top Model contestants.
I mean, we're gonna do it.
How do you not? Sorry. But Naomi, not her personality at all, but her looks were a little bit Amanda Cycle 2.
Cycle 3, you mean?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Sacrilege.
Yeah, I can agree. You know who Nicole reminds me of? Anne Ward. She's, I mean, we're going to see.
Totally.
We're going to see who the original Ann Ward is in cycle three. Because basically Ann Ward was their version of Alice Berdew.
I can't wait.
Like, you could absolutely see it when she shows up, you'd be like, fuck.
Yes. The fashion show, they do like three looks, and the first one is a t-shirt and jeans, but it looks like Spirit Week in high school, where you just like tie up your shirt in different ways. Like,
somebody
had
their shirt full on tucked on underneath in the belly button, going over the collar.
I was surprised nobody cut down the sides into little strips and then tied them together.
These shirts, Hillary.
Oh yeah.
What?
I was very confused how this was a fashion show.
What was this?
But also,
where was the fashion?
Where did they get these people that were at the show? Like, the people in the audience could not look more disinterested or confused.
I bet they were the people who worked at the restaurant.
Probably. Or, like, people that were on their lunch breaks and they were like, we'll give you $5 if you can just, like, sit over there for 20 minutes.
Right. You don't have to do anything. You just have to clap at some point.
Yeah. Good show. Like, Simone
is wearing a shirt. Who's wearing a shirt that says, talentless but connected.
What?
Yes, they all have these really weird phrases on them.
I don't. It's very Forever 21, like buying a shirt that says Pepsi. You know?
Very of the era to Forever 21 too. Like, when Forever 21 first opened, and he was basically just trying to be an American Apparel knockoff for a bit.
TVT.
Wow, referenced a bunch of things that just don't exist anymore. And next, we're gonna mention Delia's.
Oh my God, stop. So Nicole, like, bites her bottom lip while she's walking, but she's self-aware that she did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Chloe looks like Tatiana from Cycle 4. And so does Gemma a little.
I would give Gemma. I would not give Chloe.
That was my first. Well, because I think Chloe and Gemma kind of look alike.
What? In what world?
I just kept confusing them. Granted, this is the first two episodes that I've never seen these women before.
I kept confusing Nicole, Naomi, and Chloe. Those are the three I kept confusing.
So, some of the girls also have to show up bathing suits.
And you're going to have a tough time the rest of this season if you're confusing Gemma and Chloe.
Oh, fuck. So, like, they don't have their bikini line shaved, so some of them are nervous. And Nicole's so fucking skinny that her suit doesn't fit, and it looks like she took a poop in her bottom, because it's, like,
yeah,
sagging.
You could, like, see straight in it. And guess what? You just deal with it, though. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show ends, and they all go backstage, and Alex Perry comes up, and he goes, that was kind of okay.
Good char.
I'm doing Cockney.
Same. So we head to the model house. Simone doesn't know what a penthouse is. which is shocking, because she's from Melbourne.
Right.
I thought that was rich.
I thought that was rich.
Rich. We get email, a.k.a. Erica Mail, a.k.a. Tyra Mail.
Tyra Mail. Congratulations and welcome to Sydney. These are the keys to your penthouse. Come on in.
Come on in.
Claim your bed.
And there's it's
five
giving
girls
me,
in each room.
The house is giving me early Orange County vibes. It's like glass spiral staircase.
Yeah, it reminds me of Gina Keogh's house.
Definitely. Like a very ostentatious foyer. That's Orange County to me.
Yeah, and everything is beige.
Brown everything and beige and rust. Yeah.
And it's so of why did
white
we do
tile
this
floors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. It's beige and brown and white. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
No personality. Mm-mm. So there's gonna be five to a bedroom, and Chloe ends up having to share with Sam, which she hates because Sam has revealed herself to be the most obnoxious person there.
Yes, she is. And there, okay, I just want to point out, so I guess the layout of this house is there's two bedrooms on each side, and then in the middle is the shower and the tub.
Yeah, the tub's
at
in
some
the
point
middle.
They open, but there's a glass door to the shower and the tub.
Really?
Like a glass door, like from the bedroom into the bathroom.
Oh. Interesting.
What is the purpose of that? Who designed that?
We need some architects to weigh in.
Because I was looking on the other side. I was like, there's definitely another glass door. So everyone could see your naked ass body because there's nowhere to hang a fucking curtain in there. Because the way that shower is set up.
They're Australian. I was upset. They're not as puritanical as us.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see some ass and titties on the show.
Well, they dropped the F-bomb and I was like, hell yeah. And these girls are so awkward and nervous while exploring the house. I picked up on, like, when you get to the later seasons of Top Model, everyone's screaming for that camera time, but this, everyone was so quiet and uncomfortable and just like,
you're like,
oh, check out this view over here. Oh, a bathtub. It is just like
a bidet.
The producers are like, say something, say something. Like, we need to say show them how you like the house. Say you don't know what a penthouse is.
So, and of course, my worst nightmare, there's a piano in the house.
And someone plays Heart and Soul on the piano.
I thought they were playing Chopsticks, or maybe you're right, they were playing Heart and Soul.
Yeah, I did not like that. I think it was Naomi.
I think it was Gemma.
Nobody knows. I don't fully know who anybody is until like the middle of the second episode.
Me too. I'm just kind of guessing.
Yeah. We got a little confessional room that's like really weird. It consists of like a dresser. It's basically a
closet.
A makeup mirror.
A phone. And it looks like a closet because there's clothes behind it. It looks like just like
it's weird. And like the girls kneel on the ground in front of the dresser. Like there's not even a chair for them to sit in. They're on the floor.
I thought they were sitting. I thought it was just a really low dresser. And the camera was like up here. It was like up.
I thought they were
way, way up above.
It looked
like on the shelf.
Oh, maybe. I thought they were all on the floor. Which I wouldn't be surprised. So then Erica breaks in, and for some reason there is a coffee.
Erica breaks in.
She's following Tyra.
She just walks in the house, yeah.
Tyra's criminal past. They're also noticed there is a coffee table with just a full plate of apples. Like 15 apples.
I hope they're real. I would be so mad if they weren't.
Yeah.
At least give, if you're gonna do that shit, at least make it practical. If you're gonna have 19, like yeah. 9 lemons in a bowl.
Shannon.
Use that.
Bedore.
Anyway. And Eric is like, okay, it's time to talk about physical fitness and its importance in your modeling career. Because if you're out drinking and partying till 2 a.m., you're not going to have any longevity in this business.
Living on ciggies.
Living on ciggies. Drinking champagne.
Living on ciggies. I love that.
And this is like so retro Top Model when they weigh them and measure them.
Oh my god, like, I know.
It's so.
I love a personal trainer.
I know. He like is like doing the thing with the fat pincher.
So 90s.
Yeah, their BMI. It's like, it's just math, isn't it?
I don't
know. Some math equation. I can't do it. I don't know. Whatever.
But. Simone is nervous because she has, like, a chubby stomach. And he weighs all the girls in kilos, and I don't know what anything means, which was good.
I know, so I couldn't write it down because I'm not writing shit down in kilos. No. I'm sorry.
And I wasn't going to Google and try to convert it because I was like, this is going to trigger me.
It would take so much longer for us. Well, I mean, we get it. Like, this show is made for a different country. But also... this podcast.
Nicole is like the, as Amanda said, Anne Ward, or Elise. She's like the skinniest one that everyone thinks has an eating disorder.
They're like, you need to eat carbs.
How can I gain some weight? Protein carbs. Shakes. Carbs. Bread.
And then immediately after this, Erica comes in with a cake.
Yeah.
Because it's Zoe's birthday.
Yeah.
And no one eats the cake because the trainer's still there and they're like, I want him to judge me.
It's so horrible. Like, they weighed them, they BMI'd them, and then they're like, here's a cake. Dare you? Take a bite.
It's like retro terrible.
And Zoe, like, whose like, birthday it is one of the heaviest because she's like the fucking tallest one there, of course.
Right.
And she can't even have her birthday cake because she's self-conscious.
It's amazing. Chloe's like, I really want to show off my personality more, but I'm waiting.
Chloe.
I know. Oh, that's gonna be my Chloe impression. Like, it's just gonna, it's just, she's just.
I'm just, everyone's always awesome. Talking, so I'm gonna wait till some of the girls get eliminated, and then I'll have a better chance to show off my personality. She just gets, like, quieter and quieter and turns more and more invisible.
So, at this point, the house is split into two groups.
Yes.
It is Shannon, Simone, Chloe, and Naomi versus Sam, Zoe, Alana, and Atong.
Mm-hmm.
Gemma floats around, and Nicole hangs out by herself.
And Nicole's always calling her ex-boyfriend.
Because she broke up with her boyfriend before the show because he ain't shit.
He was emotionally abusive.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck you, Nath.
Nath? What the fuck kind of name is Nath? I hate him.
I think it's a nickname for Nathan. But we don't stan.
In this household, you call him by his full name. I hate him.
I can do whatever I want to, Nath. You don't own me. You don't own me.
You don't own me.
So they get another email.
Yes.
They get to go out on the town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. A top model's life is often parched. Tonight you'll get a taste. You ready to go at 5:30?
Five.
And they get hair and makeup and dressed for this.
Mm-hmm.
This would never happen on America's Next
what
Top
budget?
Model. Ever.
They do not have the funds.
My brain.
I know, it was gorgeous.
I was shook.
But some of the, like, Atong hates her dress. And she's like, ugh, can I just wear what I brought? And they're like, no, you have to wear it. So they go to this party, and it's basically like a networking thing. Show off your personality. Yeah. Don't embarrass us.
Yes. Bad behavior equals a bad reputation.
Erica's just walking around trying to stir shit up. She's like, Atong, like, would you hook up with any guys here? And Atong's like, no, get away from
she
me.
She was so menacing.
Because she, like, walks up to them and asks them these personal questions.
She, like, pops up behind their head and is like, how do you feel? What are you gonna, are you drinking too much?
Yeah, she runs up to one of the girls and she's like, are you sick of anybody yet? And they're like, can you back up? She's like trying to stir up drama,
Erica.
Like a little witch.
She just like scurries up and is like, hello.
Yeah, Tyra's like this sorceress, like this maleficent kind of like magical and ethereal, mystical, like evil witch. And then
she's
Erica's
like under her spell.
And then Erica's like the little Gollum. Witch from Hansel and Gretel who lives in a cottage and has like a hump on her back and scurries around.
Mm-hmm.
She's like Hecate from Macbeth.
Yes. Wow. That's a really good reference.
You're not
wrong. She's like, she's like that mythical, like, not even like sidekick character, but kind of just like that shows up for like one chapter. And it is like is like
and
really
blows
menacing
shit
to, like,
up.
Yeah. It just like fucks the world up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very Into the Woods of her.
There, she is Meryl Streep in Into the Woods. That's correct.
Yeah, she's Meryl Streep in Into
slash
the Woods.
Slash Bernadette Peters.
Show some respect in this household. Also, guys, if you haven't had a chance, there's go watch Audra McDonald and Meryl Streep and Christine Baranski do Ladies Who Lunch from this weekend's Sondheim retrospective. We'll wait.
You can
pause this right here. Like we'll be here when
Happy
you get back.
Happy birthday, Steven.
Oh, you have permission to say to call him Steven? I would say happy birthday, Mr.
Sondheim.
Mr. Sondheim.
Anyway, okay, sorry.
Nicole comes up and like somebody's talking to Napoleon and she's like, oh, Napoleon, what a cool name. She's like, what do you do? He's like, I'm Napoleon Pertis from Napoleon Cosmetics. Napoleon.
Yeah.
We're going to see him a lot over the course of this show. not a fan.
Not a fan.
He's fine. He's just, you know.
Does he have a Napoleon complex?
I don't know. He looks like a rather tall dude.
Yeah. Sam
was flirting.
A Tong notices that there's money missing from her wallet when they get home. We're a little iffy on how much money was missing because the numbers keep changing.
She says, I went out to take out $20. I mean, no, it was £10. It was a 10 note because that's what I needed. So I had 230 and it was missing 70. And then go to a talking head and she's like, I had I took out 270 and I had 110 left. Okay, so there's $70 missing, which means there was like $160 left. Yeah.
She just like gives up at a certain point and looks at them for help, and they're just like, sorry, we can't.
What happened to Watong's money?
Yeah, what is this, another like Nicole Bree incident? Like, did the producer take it?
Possibly. Or like, is she just being stupid and forgot that like maybe she like bought something?
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like me. Like the other day, I was like, where's my $5 bill? It was in my pocket.
Yeah,
why would it be in there?
It was such a theater kid thing too, because you have all your shit together to lose something and then accuse people of stealing it. Like, that's your first instinct. Somebody stole my scarf.
Like, oh my god, why would you steal my favorite pen?
Yeah. So they they do a house meeting, and since Sam's in Atong's circle, she's like, somebody stole her money, and just like preaching to all the other girls and like chastising mm-hmm. them, like they took it. And Gemma's mm-hmm. like, okay, this feels like a direct attack on us.
Yeah.
And from your reaction.
And it kind of makes me think that you took the money. Not saying that you did, but like, it makes me think that you might have taken the money.
Which I loved her like, throwing what? That out into the universe.
I loved
She's
that.
Like,
I was like,
thou
Gemma?
Dost protest a little too much.
Uh-huh. Gemma's a sweet-faced bitch.
I love it.
I really love her.
I really like Gemma.
I stan. Like, she's not afraid to stand up for herself, mm-hmm. but like, you know. And like, She's never wrong.
So far.
Like, especially with fucking Alana. I was like, yeah, Gemma's right. You shouldn't have left. Sorry, we'll get there.
So
Sam's like, I'm not attacking, but I'm attacking.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sam was like, I'm not attacking, but I'm attacking.
I'm into it. Zoe leaves. She's just like over the bullshit. Mm-hmm. And Sam cries on the phone to her mom, Shannon cries on the phone to her boyfriend, and Nicole talks to Nath again.
And like, what is this conversation they're having?
You didn't aim me.
You didn't aim me, Nath. You didn't aim me.
So weird.
You didn't tell me what to do, Nate.
So the next day, Amanda loves this trope of reality TV.
And by love, I mean,
despises.
I don't need to watch you scream while you get hair ripped out of your body. Mm-mm. Guess what? We know it sucks. We do it.
It's very.
I don't need to watch a montage.
It's very first season of Top Model when mm-hmm. Jinzel got her bikini wax and was very dramatic and screaming. And Gemma and Shannon are like the Jinzels. And they're like, shite! Bloody hell!
That's awful! Is there anything left under there? My poor Minge!
My ass! And then we get
my fanny.
An Erica mail on top of boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Again, what is the you've just shamed these girls about
it. It is
you're
a
giving
weird
them literally one of the most unhealthy things a person can ingest. Also, Krispy Kreme donuts have made it all the way to Australia.
Oh, no.
Good for Krispy Kreme.
Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Email. You've been given the star treatment. Now it's time to shine. Be ready at 2:30 a.m.
So the girls wake up and immediately eat donuts, which I loved.
But also, 2:30 a.m.
And they're like, yeah. we're doing a sunrise photo shoot.
I know, that's Sam. Sam's like, we're doing a sunrise photo shoot, sunrise shit, sunrise shit.
Sunrise shit. And it was, like, very reminiscent of the ANTM first photo shoot. Like, in their bikinis when it's cold. But
it's like that, but so much better.
But better, yes.
Like, the quality is better. It's not shot from underneath.
The quality of the photos in these first two episodes, it just really threw me for a loop.
You're going to be blown away at some of the quality of the shoots of this show. Like, it is bonkers. Like, it's just like, yeah, it's truly magic what you can do. You know, these are shoots that you want to have in your portfolio.
Yes, that's, you know, the difference.
Like, that's the difference. It's not like you're dressed as Nene and Snooki and, like, you have, like,
oh my
no one's
God.
Putting that. Oh, yeah. I just remember that photo shoot and I decided it's my actual least favorite photo shoot in America's Next Top Model history.
So.
Because, like, we blocked it out and then I was just like, no, I remembered it and now I hated it so much more.
Erica greets the girls. They're doing their first editorial. Or no, she did her first editorial swimsuit shoot in the snow. So, like Tyra, she has to brag about herself tests them. And says, breathe into your stomach when you're cold. You're going to want to breathe into your chest and hyperventilate, but don't. And it's actually solid advice.
Mm-hmm. Really good advice,
unlike
actually.
Unlike Tai Tai. Like,
applicable advice.
Yeah, it's actually applicable advice. Correct. Like, uh-huh. Well said.
Yeah. And also, I think that's just to make sure that they don't also, like, hyperventilate.
Die.
In water, like that fucking no, yeah,
Carrie
no.
D.
Mm-hmm.
So and Nick Leary is the photographer.
They keep saying Nick Leary is hot, and all I see is chin.
I'm not attracted. I could understand how he's attractive.
If he had less, if he was less of a crimson chin, I would definitely be into it.
I think the fact that he's an asshole makes him more attractive.
I am into the personality, though. I am. Into the personality. Like, if a man spoke to me like that on set, I would jump on him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hot.
And so they also, they introduced the photographers as well as the stylists, which is interesting.
Yes. Because the stylist in this episode is also the designer.
Yes.
He's like, he's Michael Azzolini, and he's like, you're wearing my stuff. I want no smiles.
Yeah. Make it no work smiles. For you. And then, I think it's Nick Leary, like, in the one of the first quotes I hear him say is, if you don't like it, I don't give a shit. And I was like, okay, I'm in.
I loved it. So brutal. And so Sam goes first, and she's like, I really wish I hadn't gone first, but, like, I think I got the best light, so.
Sam really is a lot.
Okay, Sam is... but we've seen this girl on Top Model, but we've never seen it the way Sam is.
What archetype is she?
She's Lisa D'Amato.
But she's not as...
No, I'm sorry. She's not Lisa D'Amato.
She's Melrose. Like,
she's Melrose.
Yeah, but
she's
not
a less likable Melrose. Yeah.
So far.
She's Melrose. She is, like, she's... Like, but even Melrose is more tolerable.
Yeah.
Like, Melrose was mature?
Is she Ioana?
Whereas Sam is just a know-it-all.
Ioana?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a combo probably, of the two.
Yeah, a combo of Melrose and Ioana. Like, because she just, like, knows everything, and she thinks she's got it all right, and then it's just like, but she's also just like, she wants it the most.
Yeah.
It's the girl who wants it the most. That's the archetype.
So, Shannon is the girl who doesn't have any confidence, but is really good.
Shannon is so fucking beautiful. I can't. Yeah. How do they make a woman that looks like that?
Shannon's the prettiest
all the
one
women
there.
In the show,
no offense.
Like, wait, but this is my other favorite thing about the show is that so many of these girls, if you walk past them on the street, I would never look at them and think that's a model. Mm-hmm. So many, you put them in hair and makeup, especially in this shoot where the makeup and hair is minimal as fuck. And I'm just like, oh, that's a model. Like, Naomi? Holy shit!
I know, because Naomi, like, was the biggest transformation for sure.
I hate to say it, Naomi is the girl who took off her glasses and was hot!
Yeah. Naomi's, Rachel, what's her name?
Rachel Lee Cook, and she's
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. But I was bummed Naomi didn't make it to makeovers, because I really wanted to see what they did to her.
I wanted to see what they were going to do to her, yeah.
They put a fake tan on Chloe, because she's me. She would be
and she
translucent.
She looks so luscious and, like, bronzy. Like, the fake tan they put on her looked so, was yeah. so good.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a fake tan look that good on someone. She just looked so, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Then Australian. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Naomi cries Zoe because looks... her stylist said that she's hard to dress, so then she just goes to chain smoke outside.
You said Nicole?
Naomi, wasn't it?
Oh, Naomi. No, it was Nicole. Naomi explained that's what happened. It was Nicole who was told that she was too fat.
See, I was also confused by that too in the beginning.
I got that. I was confused by that too, and then I went back. Like, I was like, no, that doesn't make sense because they would never say that about Naomi.
They both have body issues because Naomi's the short one and Nicole's the skinny one.
Yeah. But yeah, they see Nicole, like, chain smoking outside. Also, Zoe looks like Bella Hadid.
Her new face?
Her, no, not her new face, not, like, the most recent face, but, like, her face, like, like, post-nose job Bella Hadid, pre-lip injections Bella Hadid.
I need to see her without those gross side bangs and her crunchy hair.
In this shoot, I think she looked like Bella Hadid, but yes, I can see, yeah. And Zoe's like, Nick's like, you didn't look pistol enough. Like, she just needs to look more angry. She naturally smiles with her eyes.
If you don't like it, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shite.
Make it work.
Make it work. Nicole, we see for, like, 1 second. Alana, all the girls think she had a boob job, but she claims it's natural.
Insists they're natural. They're huge, though.
Aton gets the only swimsuit with color, and it's gorgeous.
I know. What was I want
to? It was like a fuchsia.
It looked beautiful against her skin tone. Like, it was just like the styling here. Also, Zoe in that nightmare swimsuit. You never want to get a tan with that swimsuit on, but you would look
just like a chessboard.
That chessboard.
How do you not slip a nip in that? Or a labia?
I straight up.
Nicole, we go back to the house and Nicole's on the phone with Nate and he's asking for one more chance and she goes, prove it to me as my friend. And he's like, okay, just please promise you won't hook up with anyone. And she's like, okay.
Cut to
the club.
The club.
We go out to the club.
They decide, they're like, it's our last white week as a group. We're going to go out and we're going to party. And Nicole's like, I met a cool guy, I think.
Yeah, she met a cute guy. Adrian.
I think, though. She says, I think. She was not sure.
She was like, cute. I was wasted, so TBD. I have to watch the footage back.
And everyone was like, I was shocked. She was all over him in a corner, smoking ciggies.
Ciggies. Alana's friends are at the bar, so she, like, pops downstairs with them to, like, snort a line. Well, it's undetermined.
That's what she was doing. She was making out with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was there.
She was doing drugs and making out with her boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
totally.
Doing drugs and making out with her boyfriend. I'm not, most doubt.
And Gemma, back at the house, it cuts to Gemma being like, that's not fair. You went to, like, you chose the bar, first of all, and you knew your friends would be there, and you went to a private room, and it's against the rules of the competition.
Yeah.
Which is true. Like, you should have total isolation like the rest of them. You shouldn't be able to, like...
To see your... She's like, I could have called my friends are, like, off, 3 kilometers away. Like, I could have called them, but I didn't.
That's like...
the rules.
That's like emotional support for you that the other people aren't getting. It's not fair.
It's... I am totally on Gemma and Shannon's side here. Alana broke the rules. Alana doesn't give a fuck, though.
No.
And she's like, I think I'm professional, and honestly, you're just a spoiled brat, and you always think you're going to get what you want.
It's true. Gemma alludes to the fact that they were doing drugs. She's like, they were downstairs for a long time, it's very sus.
Can we start calling things sus?
Yeah.
Like, I loved that. I was just like, ooh, I want to keep that a breve. That's a good one. It was very sus.
Well, that's like, come over to America, I've heard people use that.
I'm taking it now. Okay. It's mine. Okay.
I also love that that's my last name.
Oh, yes. Hillary is sus.
I am sus, man.
You should just change that. It's for your next... Anytime you make another... like,
Hill
to make,
sus.
If you have to buy, like... If you ever to buy, like, a domain, just make it hillaryissus.com.
I'm into it.
Oh,
So, all of them kind of become drunk archetypes. Nicole sleeps in the bathtub. Sam just starts cleaning the kitchen.
Sam is me recently. Like, I've been getting drunk. on, like, red wine and then just cleaning.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, one of my favorite things to do now. I'll just like, do the dishes. Oh, yeah.
Do the dishes, like wipe everything down. Yeah, it's very satisfactory in a bedroom. Very odd way. And I don't know, now I understand why rich old white women do that.
Oh yeah, they love
like,
it.
Like, I totally get it.
Love it.
Because I can't, I'm not that productive on, like, tequila or, like, you know, whiskey sours and shit. Like, but red wine?
Yeah, wine.
Oh, cleaning, bitch.
Yeah. So, it's elimination day. Shannon thinks it's her because she has no confidence. And we see a shot of them.
Oh, yeah, sorry, she's like... No, Shannon's always just like, yeah, I'm going home. I'm ugly, I'm going home.
Like, oh, it's no. So we got a shot of them walking down the street into a lobby and into a hotel conference room to panel.
Unnecessary.
Very unnecessary.
Don't need any of it. But oh, the panel's there. So we get to hear our prizes. For this season, the winner will get a modeling contract with Chic Model Management, an all-expenses-paid trip to Milan to meet with mad Italian modeling agency Fashion, an 8-page editorial in Clio magazine, and a national campaign with Napoleon Cosmetics.
Napoleon.
Your judges this season are Marguerite Kramer, former managing editor of Harper's Bazaar New York, Ken Thompson, stylist to people like Kate Blanchett, and you already met him once this week, it's Alex Perry, designer to stars like Elle Macpherson and Stephanie Holman from The Real Housewives of Dallas. That's the Jessie Ward to the most recent reunion.
Oh, I loved that. Stephanie Holman. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the guest judge is Nick Leary, the mean photographer.
so much chin.
I thought it's interesting how they have the girls leave the room and they do one-by-one evaluations. So nobody knows each other's strengths and weaknesses, really. Unless you're in the bottom two.
Uh-huh.
And they hear.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's very interesting.
It's amazing. So it changes the dynamic in the house and nobody knows how the other is doing.
Yeah.
So you can't ostracize someone because they're doing better than
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
So Shannon is up first, and we see their runway footage and then the photo shoot.
Yeah, love that too.
Yeah. She has a good walk, naturally. They call her sexy.
But that photo shoot, though, girl!
It's gorgeous.
What is she doing? How is she doing that?
It's natural.
She was like, I didn't know what I was doing, and I just fell into it.
A tongue. They like her catwalk, but she has bad posture. She's an uncommon beauty, but has no personality.
Yeah, she does not.
She does not speak.
I don't think she knows how to speak, which is sad, because she is so beautiful, but, like, she don't have a lot to, on that plate. Zoe was composed on the runway.
Yes.
But her shot it's pretty, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her shot did not live up to that swimsuit.
No. The photo's just okay, yeah. Sam is wearing, like, Thoroughly Modern Millie pearls. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Some of the things the girls were to judging, I was like, it's 2005.
Oh, Alana in the next judging with her, like, Elle Woods earrings and dress on.
Just wait for Gemma in this one with her black and pink bat mitzvah dress.
Yeah, like, it was like they were told to dress nicely for judging, but, like,
they all took that differently.
Yeah, no, they all got the different brief. Like, they were all given different scripts to read from.
Correct. So, Marguerite calls Sam shameless. She's like a Janice Kelly Catrone combo.
Yeah, I think she's only around for this season, and it's weird because I looked her up and I was like, she was only at Harper's Bazaar for like one season, you know. She was at Harper's Bazaar for like a long time, but she was only there for she had left there like 10 years before this aired.
Oh, so she was like a former managing editor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nicole, they ask her about her eating habits and being too thin, and what do you think?
Nicole's, I think she's just naturally thin.
She looks but like the, she's the way just she naturally thin, I agree.
Naturally thin. Like, she doesn't look emaciated, especially when you look at her face. If she was, like, if she was purging, you would know. Mm-hmm. If she was that thin and purging, you would fucking know.
You get bulimia. You would see it in the eyes. That square cheek, Bethany Frankel, you know what I mean?
That's because your lymph nodes are just, like,
totally swollen. Or you get, like, super chubby cheeks. And she has neither. Have she just has like
any of those.
And she doesn't have a super angular, like anorexic style face either.
Exactly. So there's that.
Eating disorder detectives, apparently.
Yes, we are. We know how to identify with them.
Alana
gets called out for her ratty ass hair extensions because those are
hit.
Yes. Yes. Correct, Hillary. That is the actually what...
Excuse me. Yep. I'm so sorry.
Drekitude.
Sorry, that's what those happens are... when I saw those hair extensions.
You were like... Yeah, she burped... Honestly, Hillary just burped out Alana's hair extensions. That's what it was like. It looked like a cat threw them up.
But Marguerite is like, not afraid to ask if her boobs are real, too. And she's like, yeah, they are.
And she's like, proud of it. She's like, yeah. Course. Her shot is gorgeous, but Nick's like, you need to be less FHM, less like calendar girl.
You ditzy.
You're sticking your boobs out too much. You need to learn how to pose.
Simone, they like her attitude on the catwalk, but
she I do too.
Needed to stay on longer. Beautiful photo.
I know.
They like Naomi's presence for such a tiny girl.
I know. Naomi. But, like, Alex, like, I think she's stale.
Gemma walks in wearing that disgusting dress. Just black and pink together.
It like, is the trashiest combination. Yeah. It cannot be done well.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's not good.
I'm trying to think of a time where it looks good, but it just makes everyone look like Avril Lavigne.
And she does a little pony clomp on her catwalk. And you know what's really interesting about their panel as well is the girls are allowed to give feedback. Rather than just...
Yeah, they're like allowed to talk back to the judges.
Right, rather than just like, and, like be they quiet ask them. And take it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gemma's like, I don't really like the makeup under my eyes. And they're like, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they agree with her instead of being like, well, you should have just dealt with it or done better.
Yeah, don't blame the makeup.
Don't blame the makeup for you having a beard.
Bitch. I love saying bitch in an Australian accent.
Bitch.
I'm going to end this episode with a Chris Lilley Jemay impression.
Oh, no.
Y'all have no hesitation in smashing your dolls covered with my hammer, Mom. I'm serious. Anyway, they call Gemma like a Kate Moss Philippa Hamilton combo.
Don't know who Philippa Hamilton is.
I don't
is.
Either.
Come look her up.
I thought you might.
I looked up Mink Sadowski. But she's.
Who's
she
that?
She only has 751. The girl who does the modeling teach next episode.
Oh, okay. Chloe's favorite model is Gisele Bündchen.
Okay.
And then is when Erica says her bitchy, thank you, get out.
Thank you, get in.
Thanks, get
and
out.
And then she leaves.
And then she's and like, then she I love her.
I love her.
So.
Yeah, I think she said that as a joke. I think she, because Chloe was like, kind of like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. She's like, get in.
So then we do deliberations.
We're
going
to talk about you.
We go back to deliberations. Mm. Naomi's too short. They love Chloe.
They love Chloe. Yeah. Simone just needs encouragement. Alex goes, I just don't think Nicole is beautiful. I don't disagree.
Agreed. I think she's beautiful in, like, the photos.
When they fix her eyebrows, it changes her entire face for me. It really
True.
Did. Uh-huh. Like, that made her beautiful to me.
A Tom, they with, like, say, has a bad attitude. But really...
Which is sad, because it makes me wonder, I'm like...
I don't.
Are you confusing lack of personality for bad attitude?
Just because she's a black woman,
and she takes herself seriously,
yeah, and is serious.
Yeah, It's, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that for, I don't like that journey.
And it's also, like, a sexist thing. It's like, oh, is she not smiling enough? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, next episode, Alex Perry says to someone, you need to smile more.
Ugh. Sam, common and cheap.
Yeah. Ken calls her gay.
You know who else Ken Sam reminds me of? You know who Sam is? Brittany from Cycle 4. Also, add her to the Melrose Ioana combination.
Oh no, Hillary, you know who Sam is?
Who?
Alexandria.
Yeah, add her too. That's a cauldron of the four of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, you put them all together like a Powerpuff Girl. And that's who Sam is. Like, she's, like, absolutely, if Amanda and Brittany, like, Brittany's trash, like, her little, like, over-the-top, like, ridiculousness.
Yeah, the cheapness.
Like, Amanda's looks and Alexandria's, like, lack of awareness and just wanting it too much and not realizing that, like, you can be...
Melrose's helpful? Knowledge of the fashion industry and Ioana's condescension.
Mm-hmm. Mix them all together and you've got Sam.
Mix them all together and what do you got? Shannon they love and then Zoe they see potential. Call out order?
Yeah. Call it out all, yeah.
Chloe, Alana. Simone, Shannon, Zoe, Gemma, Sam, Atong, and then the bottom two are Nicole and Naomi.
Naomi is in the bottom because, like, you know, who hat walks against her? Well, I don't know what accent I'm doing.
Who hat walks against her? Yeah.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Naomi's too short and Nicole's too skinny.
Yeah, and Naomi's too skinny. And Nicole is sobbing.
Nicole
breaks
down as soon as she says... We're worried you have an eating disorder. And she just,
she's like, what?
Explodes in sobs. It's very sad. Yeah. Because you can tell people have probably said that about her whole life.
Her entire life. And she's really sensitive about it. Yeah. But sorry, Naomi.
Bye, Naomi. It took us so long to get through that.
Why did it take us so long? Because we're just not used to being these people.
Well, we had to explain. It's like a whole new country.
Australia.
We had to explain the new customs.
That's true.
But anyway, should we do social media?
I guess so. Guys, if you want to follow us on social media, you can follow all of our social media links on americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. We always want to hear from you. We forgot to do Where Are They Now. We should probably do that because I have it.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
So, give me 1 second. Let's see. For being the first boot out of the show, Naomi did decently. She signed with new models in Athens, Greece, and in 2006 she was in Coast Magazine and Trackside News and did over 20 tests. She didn't do a ton, but considering this is pre-Alice, that's the era that we're in, it was something. And then all of a sudden, 2016, she was one of the many runway alumni models for the Cycle 10 finale, aka the series finale. Mm-hmm. And then in 2017, she was in the cover of Duo Magazine with her dog.
Ooh.
And now she has a swimmer line with her sister Kirsty called Mara Swim.
Cute.
Yes. Yes.
Good for her.
Yeah. Cute. If you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Loch Ness Manda on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hilarious123. It feels good to be back in it. I'm excited for this season.
I'm excited to experience this because I feel like, I mean, I've seen it, but I have not watched this at least in a decade. So I'm excited to experience this all over again.
And I'm excited to experience it for the first time.
For the first time. I don't know how we end this show now.
Oh, yeah. We'll find some.
I feel the change! Get into the moment! Get into the moment!
Get into the moment! My dog's jumping on me.
Get into the moment! Yeah, he's getting into the moment! Feel the change!
Okay, bye guys! We love you!
Bye bye!